Hallelujah. It's another wonderful day, a beautiful day in the presence of God. Today is the 19th day of the month of March, year 2021. We appreciate all those who have been going along with us in this prophetic broadcast. If you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome. This broadcast comes up between 12 o'clock and 1 a.m. in the middle night. This broadcast will charge your spiritual battery. It will make you be on fire for the Lord, and it will connect you to the next level of grace and favor. We appreciate what God has been doing, and we appreciate a lot of testimony we've received. Great testimony all over the world. If you are joining us for the first time, God bless you as you are on this platform. May the Lord bless you more. Just make sure you extend this to your friend, share it with them, let them also be blessed. And the Lord will also remember you more. You see, God has been doing wonders using this prophetic broadcast. God has been working more than what we ourselves will explain using this broadcast. And the Lord is going to also do that wonders in your life today in Jesus' mighty name. I want you to get prepared. Get your prayer requests ready. Get a bottle of oil and a bottle of water ready. I'm going to pray on them, and God is going to answer you speedily. Make a vow in the presence of God. As God answer you, make sure you fulfill your vow to the Lord. It's a personal thing between you and your Father in heaven, and it's going to definitely attend to your needs. Praise the Lord. For some days now, I've been talking about prayer for rapid manifestation of breakthroughs. Everybody wants breakthrough in life. When you are in a position, you want to move to the next position, you desire breakthrough. When you want to write exam and pass it, you desire breakthrough. When you want to go for visa and get visa, that is a breakthrough. When you want your permanent residence to be given to you, you want your green card to be given to you, that's your breakthrough. You need your permanent stay, you need, it's a breakthrough. You want to get married, you have not married before, it's a breakthrough. You want to have children, you have not born before, it's a breakthrough. You know, you are looking for a good job, it's a breakthrough. You want to move forward in life, it's a breakthrough. This is just a summary of what breakthrough is all about. So everybody in life desire breakthroughs. But we have noticed that despite the desire of people to have breakthrough, they find it difficult to experience breakthroughs because there are satanic powers, evil powers, that will always stand against breakthrough of human beings. They know that if you experience this breakthrough, it will be easy for you to serve God. It will be easy for you to help others. It will be easy for you to sponsor others. They know that if you have this breakthrough, even fulfilling your destiny will be easy. That is why these powers will always stand against breakthroughs. These powers will always make breakthrough difficult. They will make people to labor and they will not allow the fellow to harvest it. These powers are dangerous power. They are wicked power. They are powers that we must not joke with. We have to pray against this power with aggression. When we pray very well against all these powers, then we move to the next level. We experience favor. We experience grace. Because these powers, when they are working on people, they make favor very difficult. They make some to make people to be working as a slave when they're supposed to work as a prince. And these are the powers we are going to confront in this particular program. I just want you to know that God has a purpose for you. God said the plan he has for you is a plan that is good and to give you expected end. I want you to get ready because God is going to give you breakthrough today in Jesus' name. Wherever you are now, I want you to launch into these prayers. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, you must develop a kind of muscle to pray. I want your prayer stamina to be strong as we pray now. We are praying three prayers and they are going to work wonders in your life. Say, every conspiracy of darkness fashion against my next level, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every conspiracy of darkness fashion against my next level. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Every conspiracy of darkness. Fashion against my next level. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Every conspiracy of darkness. Fashion against my next level. Scatter, scatter, scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. There's a man here. Some people gang up against you in your place of work. Within 7 days, they shall all scatter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray this one loud and clear. Say, breakthrough miscarriage and breakthrough abortion. Die in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough miscarriage and breakthrough abortion. Die in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough miscarriage and breakthrough abortion. Die in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough miscarriage and breakthrough abortion. Die. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Something is happening over there now. Aha. You see now? You see now? God is working wonders in the life of someone. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every satanic rearrangement of my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every satanic rearrangement of my destiny, scatter now. Scatter, scatter, scatter. Every satanic rearrangement of my destiny, scatter, 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 scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Prayers for rapid manifestation of breakthrough. We have been talking about breakthroughs, and we have gotten to a point where we have to identify the powers that stand against breakthrough. We call them anti-breakthrough powers. We call them breakthrough miscarriage powers. We call them breakthrough abortion powers. These powers, they are wicked. They have not allowed many people to experience breakthrough. I've given us some of them. And I continue where I stop. I've given you the power of sin, power of curse, the power of evil covenant, household enemy. I've talked about the spirit husband and spirit wife. I've talked about the evil incision. I've talked about evil mark. I've talked about evil dedication. I'll be talking about today on the power of evil foundation. It's another dangerous power that works against people's breakthrough. Foundation is a principal thing in the life of every one of us. The Bible says the foundation is destroyed. Psalm 11 verse 3, what will righteous do? Foundation is the history of your background. Foundation is what your life rests on. Foundation is the history. Your foundation is the history of how you were born. Your foundation is the history of the name that you are bearing. Your foundation is the spiritual history of the place of your birth. Your foundation is the story and the event that surround the way your placenta was handled. Your placenta, your foundation is the history or the spiritual history of your father's house and your mother's house. Your foundation is the way you were conceived. How were you conceived? Was your mother given a concussion before you were conceived? Were you conceived by the spirit husband? Is your father your father? Is it not that somebody met with your mother, had sex with your mother, and your mother carried your pregnancy to this man? Is your it will work against breakthrough. That is your foundation. You have to go down to that route. Your foundation is your experience while you are in the womb. Your experience while you are in the womb. The manifestation of the power of God in the life of Samson can be truncated by whatever happened to him inside the womb of Mrs. Manoah. So God has to beg, angel of God has to beg Mrs. Manoah, don't take this, don't take that. Though we are bringing a child of destiny to the world, but this child of destiny, we can't throw him down from the heaven. We have to put him inside somebody's womb. So we are bringing a child of destiny inside your womb. Therefore, there are things you can do that can alter his destiny. There are things you can do that can stop his breakthrough in life. The angel of the Lord was begging Mrs. Manoah not to do those things. It means that your period in the womb can stand against your breakthrough. What happened to you in the dream, in the womb, can stand against your breakthrough. And these are reasons why we have to pray some prayers. I send that prayer to your to the WhatsApp. I don't know whether you receive the prayer point. The prayer is know the secret. You have to pray those prayers. Know the secret. Very important. Our Father, the Lord, Dr. Dike Olukoya, gave us that prayer. Know the secret. You go through that prayer. Take your time to pray that prayer. Prayer of knowing the secret will reveal your foundation. Prayer of knowing the secret will expose your foundation. Prayer of knowing the secret will make you to know how you were born. Prayer of knowing the secret will make you to know what happened to your first nail, fingernail. Prayer of knowing the secret will make you to know what happened to the first water that was used to bathe you. Prayer of knowing the secret will make you to know what happened to your placenta. Because your foundation is what happened to your placenta. Your foundation is how your placenta was handled. Your foundation is what happened, or how the first air of your head and the first water of your body that are used to bathe you, how they undo it. This form your foundation. These are some of the things we don't take care. We don't really, we have not taken cognizance. And this surrounds and this give us our foundation. Your foundation is your childhood age. Your foundation surrounds what happened to you at childhood age. These are very, very important to your destiny. These are very important to your life. I pray that God, Almighty God, will fight for us in Jesus' name. So foundation issue is an issue that all of us must really take note. And we must pray aggressive prayers to know what happened. Life of many people have been rearranged right in their foundation. Some people have been stagnated from foundation. Some people cannot experience breakthrough at all because their foundation hates breakthroughs. But when you pray, all destiny vultures in your foundation shall release you in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll continue from that point tomorrow. Listen very well. God can deliver you from evil foundation. God can deliver you from evil inheritance. God can deliver you from the yoke in your foundation. God can liberate you from every evil that has followed you to this world. If you pray, you will be delivered. But I want you to talk to the Lord now. If there's any sin in your life, tell the Lord to have mercy. Confess your sin. Give your life to Him. And He's going to show you mercy. Thank you, Father. Aha. If you have done that, may the Lord deliver us in Jesus' name. We are going to pray. The prayers we are going to pray, there are 7 in number. 7 aggressive prayer points. And I love this prayer we are going to pray. You are going to pray very well. Say, any power dragging me back to square one, die in the name of Jesus. Any power dragging me back to square one, die. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at it now. Something has happened. Say, evil inheritance assigned against my breakthroughs, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Evil inheritance assigned against my breakthrough, lose your hold, 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 lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Evil inheritance assigned against my breakthrough, lose your hold in Jesus' name. Pray, say, powers that pursue my parent out of breakthroughs and is after my life, die in the name of Jesus. Powers that pursue my parent outside breakthrough, that pursue my parents out of breakthrough, and if you are after my life, there, in Jesus' name. Say, powers that make it difficult for my parents to experience breakthroughs, and you are after my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Powers that make it difficult for my parents to experience breakthrough, and you are after my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Power that made it difficult for my parents to experience breakthroughs, and you are after my life. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Aha. Shout this one loud and clear. Destiny vulture, vomit my breakthroughs
in the name of Jesus. Destiny vulture, vomit my breakthrough, 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 vomit my breakthrough. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, make me a candidate of rapid manifestation of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, my Father, make me a candidate of rapid manifestation of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, my Father, make me a candidate of rapid manifestation of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, my Father, make me a candidate of rapid manifestation of breakthrough. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, Holy Ghost, overshadow my line. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, overshadow my line. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life, overshadow my life, overshadow my life, overshadow my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout your name loud now. Say, Emmanuel, where your enemy says you will not reach in life, get there by fire. In the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, where your enemy says you will not reach in life, get there by fire, get there by fire. Emmanuel, where your enemy says you will not reach in life, get there by fire, get there by fire, get there by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout your name again. Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. You shall overcome your enemy in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. You shall overcome your enemy in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. You shall overcome your enemy in Jesus' name we pray. Get your bottle of oil now. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we pray that the oil will receive anointing of the Holy Ghost. This oil will carry the authority of power. This oil will carry the fire of deliverance, the authority, the power to break yoke of darkness. I enter into this oil. Both the oil and the water shall carry the fire of deliverance. I pray that the blood of Jesus shall enter into the oil and enter into the water. The anointing of God shall enter into the oil and enter into this water. This oil shall become multivitamin drugs. Yaleko parasa. Le prakota robo shadaka, la prakota yekari, le prakosoto paramosata, rataka yagadagara, la brabosaka yabo. I decree that the fire of God will enter into this water and this oil. In the name of Jesus. Oh, both the water and the oil is a symbol of the Holy Ghost. I pray that anytime you use this oil, anytime you use this water, whatever is dead in your life shall be revived. Anytime you use this oil, anytime you use this water, whatever the enemy has caged in your life shall be released. Resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ shall enter into this water. Holy Ghost shall overshadow this oil in the name of Jesus. This oil receive power to crush demons in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Labra kalabaraba. Thank you, Jesus. Now anoint your head. When you anoint your head, you will shout, my destiny, wake up in the name of Jesus. My destiny, wake up, 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 wake up. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. I see somebody receiving a breakthrough from that prayer point. Touch your chest. Say, every sickness, touch your chest with the oil. Every sickness in my body, your time has expired. Wither in the name of Jesus. Every sickness in my body, your time has expired. Wither, 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 wither. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Put your oil on your stomach, on your belly button. Say, the roots of infirmity in my foundation, cast fire. In the name of Jesus, the root of infirmity in my foundation, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire. The root of infirmity in my foundation, cast fire, cast fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Take the oil and rub your forehead. Use it to rub your face. Say, any satanic mirror that is looking for my face, be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. Say, my face, you will not appear at the evil altar. My face, you will not appear at the evil mirror. My face, You will not appear at any evil crystal ball. My face, you will not be summoned to evil drum. In the name of Jesus, my face, you will not appear at any evil shrine. In the name of Jesus, my face be covered with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Ah, rub your face very well. Hey, the glory of that sister have appeared back. Anoint your hand. I prophesy into your hand to receive breakthrough. Your hand shall be empowered to make wealth. Poverty, yoke of lack is broken in your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Touch your leg with that oil. I speak to your leg to carry you to the land of fulfillment. I prophesy to your legs. Your legs shall be empowered and be anointed to connect you to your destiny helpers. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your prayer request now. Heavenly Father, I pray on this prayer request. Let heaven open on them. And let the prayer request be answered by fire. The glory of God shall cover this prayer request. And you will give testimony. I pray that God will bless every one of you in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are looking for the fruit of the womb. Don't forget the angel of God. They are here with children in their hand, twins and triplets. This is the second day. Receive your home. Receive. In the name of Jesus. Don't miss out of it. Don't miss out. God is breaking the yoke. Taraba shadaba la balakaraba. Glory be to God. All those who want to experience financial breakthrough, lift up your two hands. Oh God, my Father, baptize all of them with financial breakthrough now. Receive financial breakthrough. Receive. Receive. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. If any of your business is under satanic manipulation, I command your business to be released in the name of Jesus. Any container that is being held in captivity that belongs to you, be released. Any of your business that is under the yoke of the enemy, be released in the name of Jesus. I command your marriage to be released. I command your husband to be released from captivity of darkness. I command your wife to be released. All those who have not married, I command you to experience testimony of marital testimony. Receive your marital glory in the name of Jesus. Ah, wonderful Father. There shall be breakthrough. Those who have one thing or the other they want to sell, and the enemy has made it difficult. The Lord said, I should tell you, that don't be bothered. Within few days, those items, those properties shall be sold, and you will give testimony. It is well with you. May you enjoy the blessing of God. May you remain in that blessing forever. I congratulate you. The Lord will continue to uphold you. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to us, you can give me information on my WhatsApp number, 080-0802-336-9298. I worship in Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. You can reach me, you can get across to us, either through SMS, through WhatsApp, or you get come to us. If you need some prayers, you need some personal counseling, and the Lord will help us in Jesus. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you. Make sure you share this broadcast with your friends. Let them know that God is a solution to every problem, and He will definitely help them. There's no one who has connected to this broadcast without having testimony. They are going to have testimony at the same time. God bless you in Jesus' name.